Meanwhile, you may recall a story here on Leaside with a London connection to it, of course, and it, of course, would be the twins, you know, that we were talking about recently, who had died within weeks of each other, and people were looking for their relations back here in Cork, Bill and John Kelly. And it captured the hearts of people here at home and indeed in London. They died just weeks apart in London at the age of 77. No family could be located, and they faced burial in a pauper's grave. Well, many people have been asking me over the past week, what's the latest on the twins? And somebody that was commissioned by, imagine maybe one of the boroughs in London to find the relations of the Kelly twins is Finders International. And we spoke in the past with Padraig Grennan, and he rejoins me by phone. Padraig, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Very good. I just wanted to catch up and see what's been happening over the past week or 10 days.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, both remains of the twins, the Kelly twins, are still in morgues, separate morgues in the London area. Now, what we've had to do over the last week or so is get permission to go into the property of John Kelly. So we've engaged with a solicitor over there and a team of experts who are trained to go in under these circumstances and look for the likes of a will or any personal effects belonging to the people that would give an idea as to, first of all, what they wanted to do with their estate after they've gone, and secondly, I suppose what all your listeners are very interested in this moment in time is whether they expressed any interest as to where they wanted to be buried. So our guys have gone in and they did find a will. Now, there's nothing on the will that states where, this is in John Kelly's home, there's nothing in the will as to where he wanted to be buried. He did leave specific instructions, however, as to how he wanted his estate to be distributed. So what he's done is this team of solicitors who drafted the will for Mr. Kelly, they were named as executors of his will, which means technically at this point now that we found the will, they're in charge of the situation. So what we've done is we've gone back to some of the family members and put them in touch with this law firm in London. And basically, we've taken a step back at this stage, and it's really between the family and the solicitors who are named executors as to what will happen. Now, I presume this law firm will deal directly with the family, and a decision will be made between them as to where the guys are to be buried.
So is there a role for Sean Kelly from Buing, his cousin?
Yeah, well, there is. I mean, he needs to liaise with his family and make a decision as to, because there are no expressed wishes as to where the guys are to be buried or cremated, whatever it may be, the family need to decide. I mean, there are nine first cousins, eight in Ireland and one in Canada or the US. So between them, they need to make a decision. Between them and this law firm that will be handling matters, they need to make a decision between them as to whether they're going to repatriate the bodies to Cork and have them buried with their dad, or whether they'll go into a grave with their mum in London.
Right. Now, the fundraiser, tell me about that. That was initiated by the Irish Post. Last time I checked, it had about 6,000 sterling in it.
That's right. I mean, the response from the public in London and in Cork was just absolutely incredible. The Irish Post set that up. Now, it wasn't the Kelly family at all. Some of the newspapers might have suggested that, but the Kellys wanted to be clear in that. This was done by the Irish Post, and members of the community and those who knew the family and knew you know, the twins themselves, some of the older members of the community, they've all contributed to this. So that, I suppose, will be used at some stage towards whether it's cremation or funeral costs over the next week or two.
Yeah, and there's also a couple of funeral directors, one of them here in Cork, Kilhans, who have said that they will offer their services free of charge should they be buried here in Ireland. So everything is ready, but a decision just needs to be made, is what you're saying.
Well, this is it. You know, and under these circumstances, there's always a bit of red tape as well. So, I mean, it just takes a little bit of time, but I think we're nearly there. I think you'll see this week that a decision will be made, and, you know, I'll be able to come back to you on that maybe and let you know whether they're going to come home to Ireland. If they're coming home to Ireland, it might be the end of the week or it could be early next week. If it's going to be in the UK, it could probably happen this week. So don't know. It's a waiting game at this stage.
Okay, looking forward to talking to you on that one then before the week is out, hopefully, Padraig. Thanks for taking the call for now.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
Padraig Grennan of Finders International.